Oh, shit. We still got a show going on?
Yeah, we got a show now. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the DDT Football Podcast. We got a special guest today. A special guest today. Tony, introduce our guest, man.
Shout out to my man, JC Sports Talk, my JC Sports Talk YouTube channel. One of the most passionate Eagle fans I know. Shout out to bro. You know what I'm saying? May the man introduce himself. Tell me they can plug you at, big dog.
Hey, man. Yo, hey, first of all, thank you for bringing me on your platform, man. And thank you for saying I'm the most passionate Philadelphia Eagle fan that you will ever meet and realistic at the same time. But if you are new to this stream, this channel, all these guys, for me, you can find me on JC Sports Talk on YouTube and JC Sports Talk 20 on Twitter for Brian Dawkins, my guy. But let's get into it, man. Let's go.
All right, Dave, welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry, y'all. My day been crazy.
That's weird, sir. That's kind of rude. Say no.
All right, so JC, before you know, we preview our game between the Eagles and the Commanders. My man Dave wants to speak about the Ime Udoka situation. So Dave, you can go ahead and talk your spiel.
First and foremost, I got something to say. All right, my problem is this. All right, yes, I get it. He's a basketball coach who fucked around with two women, am I correct, that work within the organization, right?
I guess so, yeah.
It was about two women, I think. Okay. And he gets suspended for 1 year for what? Somebody please explain that to me, please. Somebody.
So the reason why they suspended him for a whole season was because of the workplace situation. If he had did it outside the workplace, he would not be suspended. But I agree with you. I think it's BS. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's a two to tango. Who's the other person? Who's the higher up? That's what I want to know. Don't try to cover her up. Tell me who's the higher up, because obviously she knew that she was supposed to mess around with nobody. You know, the staff or whatever you call it. So, who's that person? Don't put one person out there without putting the other person out there.
You know they're going to hire women.
Now, thank you for saying it, because here's where I was going with it. First of all, that's the case? Oh, he did it with somebody in the workplace. They suspend every goddamn police officer in the world. Suspend the motherfuckers that work together at MGM, National Harbor, and Oxon Hill, Maryland. Then suspend pretty much every fucking worker in every business out there. Okay? Because whether you want to believe it or not, everybody's fucking each other.
That is true. That is true.
And second of all, why is he only getting suspended? That's what I want to know. Them hoes weren't raped. Suspend them bitches too!
But the thing is, this is supposed to be a high executive. But who is it? Is it the owner? The president of the team? Who is she? I think they talked.
Who cares? She got fucked. He got suspended because he got fucked. So what?
Yeah. Look, man.
Now I'm gonna tell you why he's a dumbass. You, first of all, you lose your job and Nia Long in one day. You're a moron. You're a moron. You are a moron.
Yeah. Like getting fired on your day off, right?
and to the star player, quote unquote, who snitched them out, you're a hug.
Wait, was it a player?
Oh yeah, I read an article where it was one of the starters on the
Jalen Brown. First of all, if it was Jalen Brown, that's some ho shit. Because I know it wasn't Tatum. I know it wasn't Tatum.
I would say D'Angelo Russell, but he don't play for the Celtics.
Bro, it's a star player. It had to be Jalen Brown.
It has to be Jalen Brown, bro.
Because he trade rumors.
He was putting trade. You want to trade me?
Yeah, I got my trade. Why? Fucking with a higher up instead.
bro.
Get him out of here too, man. Look, Jaylen Brown. If that was you, then let me tell you something. You a fuck boy.
Listen,
all I'm saying is it's not right.
Listen, all I'm saying is this.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
I'm just going to say this, and we're going to nip this in the bud. Yes, he got suspended. And yes, he was fucking around with some female employees. And yes.
So?
I know. And yes, he did kind of fumble the bag with Nia Long. But then again, who fucking cares, man? Like, who cares?
They got way more money in their bank account than I do. So
I don't like at the end of the day, he was hoeing around in the front office. Fuck it.
But see, did Robert Kraft get suspended for a fucking year when he got caught with the prostitutes?
See, look, I'm
did Brett Favre get suspended when he got caught with that bitch from the Jets?
Oh, that makes sense. No.
So do you think it's a black and white thing now? Because.
Yes.
Look, I do too now. Believe me, because there's another guy out there, BF, you know what I mean? It don't stand for best friend. It's Brett Favre, you know what I mean? His ass taking money from the poor, and that news been covered for 2 seconds.
Look, man. I'm not touching the Brett Favre situation because you got to let that shit play out in court. Cause he's going to get sued anyway. So let's see this.
Dude, they need to be in jail.
Okay.
Hey, how much you want to bet Brad Stevens was hitting that Jane too when he found out?
What you want to bet?
Hey, go ahead, bro. The head coach and in the president of basketball operations are fucking. Come on, bro. Like fucking women. I'm not surprised.
It's probably his wife that was getting that.
Okay, stop. She wanted the BBC and she got it. What? And now he didn't want to get suspended.
Bro, we can talk about this all night, bro.
Can we switch topics? All right, let's move on. Trust all right,
Tony, shut up, Tony. You're married. Shut up.
You know what, nigga?
Dave, let's move on. All right, so JC is here because the Eagles are playing the Commanders this weekend. And we got to get him on the line because, you know, he's the Eagles fan up here. We already got our resident cowboy fan up in here, up in this joint. So let's ask some questions real quick.
Who's the cowboy fan in here?
Dave. Yeah.
Oh, you so glad. Oh, yo, you. I thought that we were clicking, man. I thought we were clicking and vibing, man. Now.
Okay. All right.
If my team dropped the 50 bomb on you, man, it's not my fault. I'm sorry, bro. Dak dropped the 50 bomb on y'all last season.
That is last season. We are moving on. All right. JC, let's get down to brass tacks. So,
all right, let's go.
Jalen Hurts has been playing well the first two games of the season. What have you seen from him and that is showing his improvement throwing the football in the pocket?
All right, so hey, first of all, I need everybody to calm down on the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, it's only week two. Like Jason Kelce said it best. Everybody is picking the Eagles to be at the end. It doesn't matter. They haven't won shit yet. His words, we haven't done shit. We haven't won shit or nothing like that. So let's take one game at a time. That's number one. Number two, Jalen Hurts, he heard the noise, all right? He's a coach's son, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. He's a coach's son. He heard the noise. He can't throw. He's inaccurate. So what did he do this offseason? He worked out with Tom House. He worked out with Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like these, Tom Brady, hey, 7-time Super Bowl champ. Why don't you take time out of your day and come help me be more accurate and read the defense better? That's exactly what he did. You know what I mean? So it takes you to be what? Humble. You know what I mean? Put your pride aside. This dude was a Heisman Trophy runner-up. He has won in every level he's been in. And then to come in the NFL and to hear that you are only a one-trick pony, run the ball, you can't throw worth a damn, and to go into the offseason
like, and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to reach out and ask for help. I respect the hell out of him. And so far, in two games, the first game you saw him target A.J. Brown 18 times. Yo, like, literally 18 times, 15 completions. And it was a show, like, a must-see TV. And then the second game, you saw him, because teams went into this game saying, hey, let Jalen Hurts beat us throwing the ball. What happened? This dude was nearly perfect at halftime. The game was basically over at halftime because he did exactly that. So now you can tell that he's growing more than just a running quarterback. So I'm impressed the first 2 weeks, but once again, I got to see week three, week four, week five, week six. Let me see the whole season before I'm like, man, that is a $45 million quarterback per year. I need to see more.
Okay, Tony, Dave, you got any more, any questions?
That improves the passer. I just want to see the consistency we got through week. I like what I've seen from Jalen Hurts. He's better in the pocket, better pocket presence. Mm-hmm. Also, the arm has been displayed as well with the Bonaquez Watkins. It seemed like he's reading the defenses better and going through the progressions much more quicker than last year and the year before. When he got the little stint when he started. It's like he's growing as a player, and his confidence is growing too. Like, he seemed more just confident on the field. Like, yeah, I'm Jalen Hurts. You can't stop me. I'm that dude. I'm that man. So, yeah, I like what I've seen for the first 2 weeks. But like JC said, more consistency, more of a body of work where we can get back and reconvene in the middle of the season and say, okay, Jalen Hurts balling. Oh, crap. Oh, shit now. This dude balling. Oh, we got problems. But, yeah, I like what I'm seeing, though.
Teacher.
Go ahead.
All right. So, hey, one last thing, right? This is actually his first time in the same offense since high school, by the way. Now, imagine you are in the NFL. Since high school, you spent what? I mean, he did, what, 3 years in college? Since high school, you never had back-to-back in the same offensive system. This is his first time. So now last year was growing pains, and now this year you could actually tell that he's more comfortable in this system because this is his actually first time in the same system back-to-back year since high school.
Facts.
Okay, I got to ask another question. So A.J. Brown is clearly the number one wide receiver. Would you like to see DeVonta Smith, your first-round pick from last year, get more involved in the offense like he was on Monday night?
No. I want to see exactly what I'm seeing week in and week out. Unpredictability. Okay. You don't know who's going to be the guy. First week was who? A.J. Brown. This past Monday night was DeVonta Smith. I predict that Dallas Goedert is going to be this upcoming week. So as long as these guys are, like, I mean, they control their ego, then they will be fine. Like, I mean, they will be okay. And right now, A.J. Brown is saying all the right things. DeVonta Smith, he's saying all the right things. Jalen Hurts, everybody is kumbaya, right? Because we 2-0. If we was 0-2... I don't know. Maybe, hey, you might hear, I want the ball some more. I didn't come here. You know, like Kenny Galladay, right? You know, Galloway, whatever the Giants, you know.
Galladay.
Yeah, yo. He was like, yo, I didn't come here. I came here to catch the ball. I didn't come here to, you know what I mean, not play ball. So, but right now we're 2-0, and everybody is happy the way, you know, the system is going, you know. But hey, DeVonta Smith, we know he could ball. It's not like we have to see it. Come on, Jalen Reagor. Yo, we have to see you prove yourself. Dude, you know what I mean? Yo, DeVonta Smith. Yo, he broke the Eagles rookie receiving record last year that was set by DeSean Jackson. So we know that he could ball, right? So now it's all about there's so many mouths on this team. Can you feed all of them, or are they okay with one or two getting fed right now, and then next week one or two getting fed? And then, you know what I mean? As long as you all eat together and start winning, I mean, I don't see no harm in it. I think having A.J. Brown on this team is actually making Devontae Smith go against the second best DB? And if the first DB can cover him, imagine how the second best DB is going to try to cover him. That's not happening. So it's a mismatch all day. So it's more of a benefit than a hinder on the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. So then I have a question. Then another question is this. Your defense. They held Kirk Cousins in that high power offense to 7 points on Monday. This week you're playing Carson Wentz. You, the quarterback that you know very well, and then
barbecue chicken. Go ahead.
And then, but also we have the plethora of weapons that we have on our team with Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, Logan Thomas, Antonio Gibson. Do the Eagles secondary, if the pass rush does not get home on Wentz, can they hold up on their end with the coverage with against our weapons?
All right, so first off, the Washington Commanders will be the best offensive unit as a whole, not just one guy, you know, as a whole that we are about to face. You know what I mean? Like period. With Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, my boy from Penn State. I am a Penn State fan, a Big Ten fan, so I know about Jahan Dotson. Curtis Samuels, I watch him at Ohio State with Zeke Elliott, so I know about him. Logan Thomas, big body. I had him on my fantasy football team last year after your boy Jordan Reed.
Yeah, Jordan Reed, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, non-existent. So, I mean, Logan Thomas, he took over, so I had him on my fantasy football team. So I know what he can do. But Scary Terry, to me, he's the X factor. Like, he should be benefiting off Curtis Samuels, you know, emerging. Jahan Dotson with his speed, with his youth. So I feel like that this will be a test for the Philadelphia Eagles. But like I told Tone, the best way to shut down a Terrell Owens, a Jerry Rice, a Randy Moss, a J.J. Justin Jefferson is to get to the quarterback and put him on his back. And I feel like because of the quarterback y'all have, that plays the hero ball. Hero ball gets you a lot of L's in life. You need to be humble and take what is given to you, the short passes. Because of that situation, I feel like we will be able to hold up because our front will be able to get to Carson Wentz and he won't be able to, you know, use this, you know, all the weapons he have on the offensive side. So that's the reason why I feel like, okay, I know Carson Wentz for 4 years at Philly. Yo, I seen his highs and his lows. Yo, I know all his weaknesses and strength. So now, how can we, you know, bring out his weaknesses? Rushing the pocket. We know that he's going to try to play hero ball. Stay back there for 5-6 seconds. If you're not on your back in 4 seconds in the NFL, that's a long time. Your offensive line is great. Your offensive line is protecting you. But Carson Wentz, I'm telling you, he got about five seconds, but he wants to hold the ball for 7 seconds. What's going to happen? You're going to be on your back. Something bad is going to happen. So, yes, I feel like this is the best offense of weapons across the board we're about to face week 3, and it's a divisional opponent. But because of your quarterback and our rush and our pass rushers, I feel like we could keep up with your playmakers because they're not going to get a chance to showcase what they have.
All right, so before we start recapping and picking the rest of the week 3 games, Dave, I got a question to ask about your damn Dallas Cowboys. What the hell is Jerry Jones talking about saying he would love to see a quarterback controversy with Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush?
Do y'all remember when he said that he thinks about bringing Dez Bryant back while he's in the shower?
What?
He said that?
Oh, yeah. He said, a reporter asked him, when we had basically no receivers, have you ever thought about bringing Dez Bryant back? He said, yeah, when every morning when I'm in the shower.
That nigga weird, bro.
We tweaking. All right. So, if that answered that, Cuckoo Jerry.
Don't listen to everything I say.
Yeah.
He also said he's not responsible with his money. So, I don't listen to anything Jerry Jones says. I don't. So, I don't know what's wrong with Jerry Jones. Maybe it's CTE from his college days.
I'm not mad you crack, man. I'm trying to tell y'all.
But guess what? He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so clearly he's doing something right. So, hey, I don't question. One thing I do nowadays is I mind my baby daddy business. I mind my business. I don't say shit no more. I just say, okay, and I'll say nothing.
I'll say this. It'll be the worst decision ever if they chose Cooper Rush over Dak Prescott. But I will commend.
I thought it was a dumb move to choose Dak Prescott over Tony Romo, but it got done. So, you know what? I don't put nothing past Jerry Jones anymore.
But I commend Mike McCarthy for coming out and saying we stand behind Dak Prescott. So I do commend him.
Every coach says that, though. I mean,
I do commend him for saying it.
Well, why do you want him to say what he wants? Because after this season, he might be out there on his ass. So he can say whatever the hell he wants.
All right. Let's recap. So last night, the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, God.
Okay, JC, you are the first. You're going to be the first to recap this. What did you see from this game last night?
Man, I'm telling you right now, I do play-by-play for primetime games when there's no other games on. So, of course, that's the only game on. It was on Amazon Prime. Let me tell you, the first two, three possessions, both teams, man, I was like this. Yo, this was a punt fest, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The first two, three possessions. And then now we start seeing some scoring. You know, the Browns, I'm telling you right now, the Browns are going to be a team to be reckoned with. Getting Amari Cooper for nothing. Thank you to Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, David.
When it's my time.
And getting Amari Cooper for nothing, and then he restructured his contract once he got there, that's a slap. That's a double slap. It is like right cheek. Nah, give me the other left. Boom. Back cheek. Two slaps to the Dallas Cowboys because right now, Amari Cooper is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And they are using him in the slot. That's what I like the most because guess what? If a CB1 can cover him because of his like smooth route running ability, what are you going to do as a linebacker? Are you crazy? Are you serious right now? Man, are you smoking? Ain't no linebacker going to cover Amari Cooper, and you saw that last night. His first catch, you know, in the red zone, touchdown. Like,
oh, easy, really?
Easy route running ability, smooth, boom, touchdown. So, but the Browns right now, to me, it should have easily been 3-0, but they had a slip up last week against the Jets. They let the Jets score 14 points in a minute and 44 seconds, so they could easily be 3-0, floating still while waiting for Deshaun Watson. But my question is, if the Browns are like, let's say 6-4 or 7-3, whatever, because Deshaun Watson is scheduled to come back week 12. What do? Do we have a Dak Prescott, Tony Romo situation? I know you paid him all guaranteed money, 230-something guarantee. I know that. But he's still going to be there next year. But this year, why mess up a good thing if you are in playoff hunt? And now he's coming off of rust. Deshaun Watson did not look good in training camp or preseason. He looked like hot garbage. So would you take that chance? Would you take that chance and bench in Jacoby Brissett and play Deshaun Watson if they are in playoff contentions? So that's why I start with the Brown side. The Pittsburgh, start fucking Kenny Pickett.
Trubisky?
Trubisky out of there. Get him out of there. Yep. Their playbook is small right now because Trubisky cannot run the whole playbook. So they need to get him out of there, start your rookie. You have nothing to lose at this point, right? You have one of the best running backs on my fantasy team, Najee Harris, in the NFL. You have one of the best running backs. And you got a good tight end in Paramount. And then you got George Pickens. I mean, yo, you have talent. But you, your worst position is your quarterback. So the Steelers, if they had a decent quarterback, a better quarterback last night, they might have won that game. So that's what I saw. But it was a good overall game. It started off slow, but halftime, the third quarter, man, it was a good, outstanding game.
Okay,
so. David, how about your Cowboys? Go ahead.
No. I will respond to what he just said. Okay. You want to talk about? You want to talk about the slap in the face we gave up Amari Cooper for nothing? Oh,
two slaps.
Yeah, whatever. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, that's nice. Let me ask you a question there, Mr. Eagle fan.
put some respect on the Bulls name.
Amari Cooper's the best wide receiver. Is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Yeah, news. Good when he plays, y'all. That's number one. Number two. Bless you say not talk about the past. Okay, fine. Let's talk about now. When he's at, let's go over his stats against the Jets, the sorry ass Jets, right? Okay, he got over 100 yards, right? In Cleveland, right? Okay. Last night against Pittsburgh, he had 101 yards, right? Okay. When he was in Carolina, what did he do?
Who? Cooper?
Mark, what did Mark Cooper do?
He wasn't never in Carolina. He was with the Cowboys.
No. He was talking about when they played.
What?
When they played. When the Panthers played the Browns. What did Amari Cooper do? That's what he was asking.
When did they play the Browns?
Week
one, right?
Yeah, week one, yeah.
But the thing is this.
No. Answer the question.
Okay, but the thing is, you are a wide receiver. You are not a running back. Like, you don't get hand the ball. You have to have somebody throw you the ball. So you mm-hmm. tell me, mm-hmm. Reset passing yards, and I'll tell you what happened.
What did Amari Cooper do on 6 targets?
Six targets,
sir. He had 6 targets. What did he do with those 6 targets?
Look, all I know.
No.
I'm not even know right now. See, and
you're not answering the question. You're not answering the question.
Okay. Who made that? Let's answer that question.
Who made that?
Why is the reason that is making $40 million right now? That's the real question.
Okay, fine. Let's say he did make that.
Okay. Discussion over with. It's only 2 games into the new season.
Well, I'm trying to answer your question. Who made Dak? Amari Cooper. But again, you're talking about the past because that happened in the past. So,
well, last Sunday was the past. So I don't want to talk about the past. I don't want to talk about the past. Last Sunday was the past.
Who made Dak?
Okay, but at the same time, you say, okay, since you want to talk about the past, okay, fine, but I don't want to. Okay. So,
yes, Amari Cooper is the best wide receiver in the NFL when he's healthy. And so far in the season, this season, he has been healthy. Name me a time where Amari Cooper was consistently good in a season.
He was good at home. He's always been good at home, but on the road, that's why they call him.
He's some shit. Exactly. That's what I was trying to get you to say. He only had 17 yards away from Cleveland. When he is not home, he is some shit. That is not a consistent receiver. That is why Jerry Jones got his bum ass out of Dallas. One, okay. He always runs around on one leg because his hammy is always fucked up. That's number one. Number two, when he is not at home, he plays like garbage. He disappears. Like that show, goddamn, without a trace. He just disappears.
Hey, go ahead.
How's that working out for the Dallas Cowboys without Cooper, regardless if he disappears or not? the threat of having Amari Cooper on that team will open up a CeeDee Lamb that y'all thought were going to be a number one, but he's a number three because Noah Brown is the best wide receiver on that team.
Well, Noah Brown just got 97 yards, and CeeDee Lamb has 75 with Cooper Rush at quarterback against
the Oh, now the quarterback matters. Stop it! I just told you that Jacoby Brissett was a quarterback for Amari Cooper week one. You didn't want to hear that.
You're not, but see, I'm answering your question. I just answered the question. Well, clearly they didn't need Amari Cooper against a team that went to the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, okay. Before you two are about to take over, Tony, what did you see from last night's game?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Steelers are some shit. They couldn't beat a team that lost to the Jets. Oh, there you go. There's my takeaway.
What?
I'm going to get this short. JC and Dave were going at like damn politicians, so I'm going to keep this short and brief. Amari Cooper's a smooth operator.
I got him on my fantasy team, and he gave me about 19 points last night.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony. Continue.
I'm trying to be fast about this. So yeah, my operator, Mitchell Trubisky's a bitch. He stinks. I won't see him no more. We want to see Kenny Pickett. Fuck Mitchell Trubisky. And George Pickens, that was a hell of a catch, buddy. It's not better than Odell Beckham. When everybody chill the fuck out.
Exactly. It's not better than Odell.
I thought the Steelers won. You thought the Steelers won after watching all them damn
houses. Yeah. George Pickens. Stop digging. Stop doing that. And then the final thing I want to say about this game was, the Steelers just stink. They're bad. They're bad.
Okay. Well, all right, so
I'm done. That's it.
All right, so this game proves to show you that A, Cleveland, when they run the football with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, they're dominant. Time of possession will tell you everything. It was 36 to like 20 something. Two, Jacoby Brissett played a decent game. He stayed out of the way. He gave the ball to Njoku and to Amari Cooper. Because it felt like those were the only two people he was throwing the football to last night. Three, yes, the Steelers need to start Kenny Pickett, because Trubisky, God bless him, he's not thrown for over 250 yards in the first three games of the season. No, it's time. And number four, the Steelers, as much as I love Mike Tomlin, and I love Mike Tomlin, if we did not have Ron Rivera as our head coach, I would have fucking taken Mike Tomlin as our head coach. But they missed TJ Watt in the worst way. They don't have a pass rush. Without TJ Watt, the Steelers are 0-6 without TJ Watt when he does not play. They need him in the worst way. That defense was wearing down. They couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. And without TJ Watt, this team's not going anywhere. No matter if you have Kenny Pickett is starting, without TJ Watt, this team is not going to win no games. He's the straw that stirs the drink. TJ Watt is that guy. And I never knew it took one defensive player going down to make this team look so inept and bad on both sides of the football. So, yes, TJ Watt is important, but this was very winnable for the Steelers. This game last night was very winnable. The Browns almost gave this game away again. But, you know, let's just move on because, you know.
Can we just agree that this is going to be Deshaun Watson's team when he comes back?
Of course. 1,000%.
I'm tired of this Jacoby Brissett.
No, not this year.
No, I'm saying back, Jacoby Brissett will sit his ass right back down on the bench.
On the record. I promise you. It depends on the record. It depends on – we see this year in and year out. When a quarterback get hot, you keep the hot hand in. It's all about winning games, making it as far as you can into the playoffs.
Well, JC, I will say this. This is not our decision. It's Kevin Stefanski's decision. Let's move on.
Well, JC, remember this. like, I'm not about to be a dickhead when I say this. I'm like, I'm being so serious right now.
Well, if you that be a dickhead, but go ahead.
If that's the case, why the fuck did y'all trade Nick Foles after he won y'all in the Super Bowl? He was hot. He took y'all all the way to the Super Bowl. Y'all traded him. Why? If that's the case,
well, why? Because we had Nick Foles in our organization for years, and he never, number one, cannot stay healthy for a full year. Nick Foles is a perfect reliever pitcher. He's a perfect relief pitcher, right? You know, seven inning on to get you home, right? But he's not a first inning all the way to, no, he's not that guy. He never stayed healthy one season. People don't look at that. All they saw was he comes in at the, you know, right top and get hot, and then, hey, he take us to the playoffs or start winning games. But Nick Foles had never had a full season healthy. Collarbone, shoulder, I mean, everything that went wrong. But Nick Foles was a bust when he went to the Rams. I'm telling you right now, people just took it overboard. Carson Wentz was supposed to be the MVP that year. Remember that. He was supposed to be the MVP that year. He tore his ACL, and unfortunately, you know what I mean, because Eagles was the first team in NFL history to be the number one seed and be underdogs on all three rounds. Literally, you know, the divisional round, the NFC Championship, and the Super Bowl, underdog. That's why the Dog Max came out. So I'm just saying it's all about, you know, I mean, the situations are different. You know what I mean? And Nick Foles, they win the Super Bowl, but you already know you had this guy in your, you know, franchise, like, for 2, 3, 4 years. Matt, we drafted him. We drafted him out of Arizona to be the guy, but he wasn't. So it could have been a fluke, or he could have been on a team that was loaded at the time. So who knows? But what have you done since then?
Listen. I'll say this about Nick Foles. When he's in Philadelphia, he's a god. When he's not in Philadelphia, he's a jag.
He went to Chicago and just bombed.
Okay, let's just... Jacksonville, hurt, shoulder hurt, popping out like this, walking around, like, bomb.
Okay, let's go. Let's pick these games for week three. All right.
Okay.
One of the two worst games of the weekend, the Houston Texans are traveling to Chicago to play the Bears. The Bears are 2.5-point favorites.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Give me the Bears. The Texans are just god awful, and the Bears are no good either. But I trust Justin Fields more than Davis Mills. So, yeah, give me the Bears.
Just give me the Bears if they're at home, and I trust David Montgomery more than I trust anybody on the whole darn field.
I'm taking the Texans. They do have the better receiver in Cooks. They do have the better thrower of the two quarterbacks. He's been in the system for 2 years. So give me the Texans, because last year they got hot. They was putting up some points. It wasn't their offense. It was their defense. And Chicago, to me, is offense and defense. So I don't know. So give me the Texans.
I'm taking the Bears. I'm sorry. Texans just fucking awful. The Bears are at home, and I just don't see them losing to a god-awful team like the Texans and Chicago.
Uh-oh. I like this.
Okay, you're lone wolfing that one.
Don't get me wrong. I think both quarterbacks are ass. But the Texans as a whole are ass more than Chicago. So I'm taking Chicago. They're the better team right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Next up, the Raiders against the Titans. The Raiders are 2-point favorites. Look, I'm disappointed in Tennessee because they are so god-awful on both sides of the football right now. But what the Raiders did last week was inexcusable, blowing a 20-point lead, and they were up 13 in the fourth quarter, and you allow Arizona to come back. But as of right now, the Raiders are playing way better football now than the Titans. So I will pick the Raiders to win this game.
The Titans season's already over with. They threw Malik Willis out there. They already been cooked. They already threw in the towel. For that reason, I'm picking the Raiders. for no other reason. I'm sorry. The Raiders stink too, but I'm gonna just go ahead and pick the Titans to lose this one. They're horrible. They're just awful. They're disgusting. They deserve to be 0-17. They're horrible. They stink.
I'm picking the Raiders. Playoff team last year. You add Devontae Adams. You add Kendall Jones. I mean, you're better on defense. These two pass losses was brutal, you know, against divisional rivals. So I'm picking the Raiders.
I'm taking the Raiders. Titans are already done. They're going to go 0-7 here. Right. Derrick Henry was their last hope. And that light is getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. I'm sorry. I'm taking the Raiders. No, I'm taking the Raiders. Give me the fucking Raiders, dude.
Okay. The Chiefs are playing the Colts. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. The game
Chiefs.
Is
Chiefs!
Kansas City Chiefs!
Unanimous Chiefs. Let's move on.
Chiefs! What?
Let's move on. There's no explanation needs to be said. Unanimous selection, Chiefs. Let's move on. In my opinion, the game of the week, the Buffalo Bills are traveling to Miami to play the Dolphins. The Bills are 5-point favorites. Look, the Bills are not going to have Micah Hyde, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, nor Dane Jackson. They're going to start Kyir Elam in the secondary along with Stafford. And, of course, they got, what's his name? The guy who slipped at the combine, Taron Johnson. Okay, but at the end of the day, I know Tua threw for 400 yards last week and 6 touchdowns. But Josh Allen is the best player on the fucking field. I'm taking the Bills, man. And plus, he owns the Dolphins. He has real estate in Miami. Give me the Bills.
I'm taking the Bills, dude. Like, really? I mean, really? They got Tariq Hill. Big whoop. Billy got Stephon Diggs. I'm taking Stephon Diggs over Tariq Hill. I'm sorry. Like, I don't think this is the game of the week. I think the Bills are going to destroy these boys.
Yeah, I agree. The best quarterback on the field, the best wide receiver on the field. Give me the Bills all day, twice this Sunday.
Anybody who takes Tua over Josh Allen, you're a moron.
And I went down, 28-3 in the fourth quarter? Nah.
That's not happening. That's not happening.
Nah.
I'm taking the Dolphins to get their ass blown the fuck out. Anybody go to the abyss of football and just get destroyed in the first half? The second half won't have to exist. They're going to get destroyed so badly.
He's thinking the Dolphins get their ass blown now.
They're like, you know what, bro? We're going to just go home. Tyreek Hill, my bro. Why can't I go after last week with the Ravens just getting lit up? Why can't I go after that? He went like one catch for 10 yards. He was crying. Give me the ball! Give me the ball, bro! Give me the ball! You don't get their ass smoked. Yeah, give me the Bills. They're going to destroy these boys. That's fucking D. He's the best receiver in football. Stephon Diggs, that's fucking D. Best. All
right.
And don't forget this, that the Bills' two top corners might be out. Byron Jones has been out all year.
You mean the Dolphins?
The Dolphins. The two top corners might be out. Like 90% might be out.
Dolphins.
Byron Jones. And now, what's that?
Xavier Howard's hurt.
You hurt.
All right. Let's move on. The Lions are traveling to Minnesota to play the Vikings.
Lions!
Hey, he get to finish the line. Damn, hold on.
The Vikings are 6-point favorites. Look, I will pick the Vikings to win the game, but the Lions to cover the spread. I'll say that.
Oh, can I say it now?
Okay. I think it's a perfect bounce back game for your boy, Captain Kirk. I don't think they had no answer for Mr. Gritty. I'm asking Mr. Green.
All right.
There's no big play Slay in this game. He ain't Detroit no more.
But they got Hutch. Unleash Hutch. And you saw the way the Vikings offensive line was. I'm going with the pressure. Like I said, in order to take away JJ and all that stuff, get to Kirk Cousins. And guess what? They got to Jalen Hurts, but thank God that Jalen Hurts was mobile enough. They got to Carson Wentz for 6 sacks. So what made you think that they can't get to Kirk Cousins and knock him down? And it's a divisional game. Divisional games are always hard to predict. And these are not the same Vikings of the past. This is new Vikings. Oh, this is not the same Lions of the past. Give me the Lions. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a close game, but I think the Lions make more plays.
Oh, say, okay, JC, so we have this thing called upset of the week. So we picked 2 upsets. So this is your first one. Is that correct?
I don't upset the week.
Hey, it's 6 points, man. It's an upset, but all right. What?
Okay. All right. So you're talking about the spread. Okay, yeah. Okay, boom. Okay. That's my first upset of the week. Lions over Vikings.
Okay. The Ravens are playing the Patriots. The Ravens are 2.5-point favorites. I'm picking the Ravens. I don't trust Mac Jones against this defense, the Ravens defense. He ain't throwing for 400 yards against this defense. Yeah, give me the Ravens.
The Ravens.
I think the Ravens also, but they just lost to the, I think, the Jets, I believe.
They lost to the Dolphins.
The Dolphins, after being up by 25 and through 6 TDs, but I don't think Tua is Mac Jones. So, yeah, give me the Ravens.
The Ravens are angry. I don't want to see this team right now. They're angry. They blew that lead. They mad. They about to destroy New England. They about to make Bill Belichick like he an average coach this week. It's about to get ugly.
Yeah, taking the Ravens. they're not gonna give up 6 touchdowns like they did last week. It's not gonna happen. Because one, the Patriots don't have a Tyreek Hill. The Patriots don't have Tua. They have Mac Jones and a plethora of receivers. I do not fucking know. So I'm taking the Ravens.
All right, this is the Dave special right here. The Bengals are playing the Jets. The Bengals are 6.5-point favorites. If not now, win for the Bengals. If not now, win for the Bengals. They better win this game. They better win this damn game. If they don't win this game, their season's over. So I'm going to pick the Bengals to win this game. I expect Joe Burrow to throw for at least 350. Give me the Bengals.
Bengals. What?
My gut feeling. I have a feeling. The Jets are going to win this game.
Must have some bubble guts.
I don't know. It must be because I'm actually the Jets in this fucking game.
Oh, my God. So the Jets are your first upset of the week?
I'm thinking the Jets to beat the Bengals because their offensive line stinks. Yeah. It reeks. The Jets are going to get to Joe Burrow. And for some reason, I have a feeling the Jets are going to beat this offensive line to a pulp. And they're gonna find a way to win this game. And like I said, I've always said teams that go to the Super Bowl end up sucking or end up falling off the next season. And right now they're having a Super Bowl hangover. I'm picking the Jets to win this game.
J-E-T.
No way. Give me the Jets.
So the Jets are.
I always say this for one reason. They're going to win the trenches on both sides of the ball. Their defensive line will whoop their offensive line, and their offensive line is going to whoop that defensive line. I have not seen a play from Trey Henderson in the first 2 weeks. I have not seen a play from none of their edge rushers. Sam Hubbard, all have been quiet as a church mouse. They've been quiet, and they're going to continue to be quiet. I know it's Joe Fluke at quarterback. I get it. Did they have an answer for Garrett Wilson? That's what we did last week. Shout out my boy, Garrett Wilson. It's my boy. And one last thing. One last thing. I don't think they have an answer for CJ Uzomah. Playing against his former team, by the way. Ha ha! Gonna be fun. So yeah, give me the Jets.
That's that's both y'all first upsets. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Jets.
All right.
The Jets. Damn right.
All right, here we go. Eagles and the Commanders.
Eagles.
Okay, that's you. All right, that's you. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. JC's picking the Eagles. We know that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, shit. Y'all play like y'all did against the Lions. Eagles gonna whoop y'all ass.
we know, man. Just pick the Eagles.
I hate all you niggas, but I'm taking Philly. Okay. I hate all you niggas, but I'm taking Philly.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Y'all suck.
Okay, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
I swear.
I'm tired
of your shit, bro.
Go ahead, Tony.
Upset win. Fuck that point spread, bitch. Fuck it. We finished that game. Game with a field goal. Ryan Thomas is on my channel. I'm not about to explain. Y'all want to watch my explanations and me and JC's trash talk, you can go ahead and watch our live we did about an hour ago. Friends win the game. Huge upset. 31-30. I got
31-30
Commanders.
It pains me to say this. It pains me to say this. Listen.
I'm getting fucked, bro.
Listen. I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to lose this damn game. I'm picking the Commanders. I'm picking the Commanders to win this game because look, man, the Eagles look 2 through 52. The Eagles are going to win this game. The 2 through 52. The Eagles have more talent than the Commanders, but I just think that Carson Wentz is going to be motivated to prove to Philadelphia that he did not deserve the league. So I'm going to pick them to win this game. So let's just move on. I don't want to get into discussions. Let's move on. The Saints are playing the Panthers. The Saints are 2.5-point favorites. Look, Saints are winning. I don't trust Baker Mayfield. He can go burn go to Riley and go fuck some bitches out there. It's good. They're not winning. Give me New Orleans.
I'm taking New Orleans.
Yeah, Saints.
All right, let's move on.
Like, don't pick no fucking Carolina. I don't want that shit.
All right, let's move on.
I get destroyed.
All right, let's move on. The Jags are going to play the Chargers. The Chargers are now 3-point favorites. The reason why the line dropped is because Herbert is hurt.
Is he playing though?
We'll find out come game time.
Oh shit.
I'm going to pick the Jags to win this game. Yep. That's my first upset of the week. I'm picking the Jags. Because I don't trust Chase Daniel if he plays, if he has to start. No. No. Give me the Jags.
The Chargers have too much talent, regardless if Herbert play or not. Well, also Keenan Allen, he might not even play. So... But I trust their defense. Their defense is a monster with Khalil Mack, with that defense of, Asante Samuel Jr. And I mean, J.C. Jackson. Yo, they loaded on defense. So if offense don't step up, their defense has to make up for last week against the Chiefs. Give me the Chargers.
I'm going to say the most nicest way I can say this. I don't give a fuck if Dial's playing quarterback for the Chargers. I don't give a fuck with JC. I don't give a fuck with me. I don't give a fuck with David. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. The Jags are the fuck they are. They're going to go 1-2. They're losing this fucking football game, okay? Trevor Lawrence needs to hit people in stride more often. Fucking trust his ass. But I will start Christian Kirk on my fantasy team, though. But I had the point here. The Jags are losing this game. It's going to be a tight game, though, if you follow Jay Herbo. It's going to be tight. But give me the Chargers and that defense to fluster Trevor Lawrence, and to beat him up and make him cry. Give me the Chargers to win. Bolts, bitch.
Jags are going to win if Jay Herbo ain't playing.
All right, let's move on.
I'm talking Jags pack, bitch. Duval. All
right, let's move on. The Rams are playing the Cardinals in Arizona.
Rams!
The Rams. 3.5-point favorites.
Rams. I'll make it easy for you. Rams. Spoiler alert. Rams.
Rams.
My man didn't get to finish what he had to say, bro. I'm trying to be patient. The Rams are going to destroy Arizona.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. It's the Rams. Rams are
okay, good. Rams.
The Rams are definitely winning that game, and the Cardinals are definitely not covering.
All right. I want to let you finish for it before Rams. There you go.
JC?
So you said 2 upsets per week, right?
Yeah.
I'm picking the Cardinals to win. Woo! It's a divisional game. Divisional games are so hard, man. So I'm telling you right now, I'm picking the Cardinals to win, to beat the Rams. The Rams are not the same team from last year. Just like you said, the Super Bowl hangover, yes, they won. But, man, they are looking suspect, especially after last week. The Falcons are worse than the Cardinals, and they let the Falcons back in the game. So I'm picking the Cardinals.
Speaking of the Falcons, they are playing the Seahawks in Seattle. It's a pick 'em. Look, man. If I had DirecTV, I would black this game out, but I don't. So thank God. Give me the Falcons because Geno Smith is who he is, and the Falcons have impressed me the first 2 weeks of the season. So give me the Falcons.
I'm taking the Falcons. I think Geno Smith was ass. That is all. That's it. That's all.
I'm taking Seattle. Atlanta's an accident waiting to happen.
Falcons.
That's why I'm taking.
All right. Next up, the battle of the oldest quarterbacks in the league, Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. The Bucks are 1-point favorites. Give me the fucking Packers, bruh. I'm sick and tired of everybody disrespecting Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's not that nigga. What the fuck is going on out here? Everybody's been dick riding Tom Brady all of his fucking career and act like Aaron Rodgers is not that guy. Aaron Rodgers is going to beat the Bucks. Give me the fucking Packers.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, Sean.
I'm gonna take Green Bay too. I hate Tom Brady. I hate him. I do hate Tom Brady, I also think Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady. I haven't seen much from Aaron Rodgers this season, but
Tom Brady looks worse than him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm about to say, fool. You know what I'm saying? Brady is trash this year. I don't even know why the hell he even came back. But Aaron Rodgers is gonna beat him and humble him real quick. So no, fuck him.
I'm taking Green Bay. The Bucks have no wide receivers, man.
Don't.
Mike Evans getting suspended was so horrible. One of the worst decisions. If Green Bay cannot beat the Bucks with no wide receivers, then they don't deserve.
Let's be real. Green Bay has no wide receivers either. So
who? I mean, they've got Watkins. They got Lazard coming back. They got Randall Cobb. They got Tanya. I mean, dude, they got continuity on that team. So, and they got the running game with Jones and Dylan. I mean, come on now. So, if they can't beat the Bucs today, on Sunday, man, they're not going to beat them. Green Bay.
All right. Okay. San Francisco is traveling to Denver to play the Broncos. The 49ers are 1.5-point favorites. Let me go first. I'm picking the 49ers. I don't trust Denver whatsoever. These motherfuckers cannot score in the red zone at all. And of course, I will take Kyle Shanahan all day, every day over Nathaniel Hackett. So give me the 49ers.
Denver is overrated. They stink. They stink. As of right now, they stink. They're horrible. They can't score. They keep turning the ball over in the red zone. Keep doing stupid shit. They struggle against the damn Texans. The Dodgers are going to blow their fucking doors off. They're going to get their ass whipped this weekend. Russell Wilson will walk up that field and fall you back in the NFC West. Right, like he had a fucking Seattle jersey on this weekend. They gonna get
hold on, Tony. Hold on. One moment. We good.
Yeah, fuck the Broncos. They fucking stink. Get their ass fucking kicked this weekend. He going to think you in a Seattle uniform after this damn weekend. Like, damn, bro. Am I back in NFC West? Fuck out of here. Damn, these niggas. Nick Bosa killing me. I got damn Fred Warner picking me off 2-3 times. This shit about to go left. So, yeah. Give me the Niners to whoop their ass in a nice old-fashioned run the ball, play defense type of way. Have fun, Denver. You guys think?
I want to tell y'all a little story.
Oh, Lord.
It's about the time Randy Gregory decided to fuck over Jerry Jones and go to what he thought was a better situation in Denver. And then Denver went to Seattle, or Seattle went to Denver. I don't remember which one. I don't really care.
Denver went to Seattle.
The point is, they were favored to beat the Seahawks, and they fucking lost. I'm taking the fucking Niners. Denver's some shit. Fuck you, Randy Gregory. only one sack, 4 tackles. Fuck you. You're overrated anyway. I'm taking the fucking Niners. I don't even know why we're talking about this. Russell Wilson is completely overrated now.
So give me the 49ers. Jimmy G is back. The most checked down quarterback in everybody's history. Wow. The most game manager. The most game manager in NFL history.
No, that was...
Okay. All right, so Jimmy G is back. They got Kittle might be back.
Kittle is coming back. Kittle is playing this game.
Yeah, so Debo, Kittle, IU, I mean, give me the 49ers. The Broncos are not impressive at all, and Judy got hurt last week. We don't know if he's coming back, so definitely 49ers.
And last, but certainly not least.
The Giants!
Damn, can I set it up?
No bullshit.
Okay, last but certainly not least. The Dallas Cowboys are playing the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. The Giants are 1-point favorites. Dave, you go first.
Cowboy fan, please go first.
Okay. All right. Let's jump off the Giants wagon. If they're doing the who the fuck did they play? Everybody's talking about these bad teams. What the hell did the Giants beat? Oh, wow. What the hell did the Giants beat? Please tell me, who did they beat? They beat Ryan Tannehill and who else?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, exactly my point. Get the hell out of here. Come on, man. Oh, my God. You really think this defense is going to let Saquon Barkley run wild? No. You really think Daniel Jones is going to have a block party against against Dallas' defense? No. They get after the quarterback. Daniel Jones is going to give it to you like Charlie Sheen gives it to those hookers. Never mind, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Daniel Jones is going to put the ball on the ground. Or he's going to throw a pick. I'm pretty sure their defense is like, pick your poison. We're going to either pick you off or we're going to put the ball on the ground. I don't even care what this offense does. This defense is going to make the Giants their bitch. Just like they did Tom Brady and just like they did last week. All Cooper Rush got to do is put points on the board. That's it. I think Noah Brown is more than capable. I think Michael Gallup coming back is definitely a boost. It'll probably take some pressure off of consistently drops. I mean, CeeDee Lamb. so fucking Cowboys are going to win this game. I don't even know why the hell the Giants are 1-point favorites. Why? Because it'd be Baker Mayfield and Brian Tannehill. Get the hell out of here.
All right. Go ahead, JC. Go ahead, JC.
You are what your records say you are, okay? The Giants are undefeated, and you are 1-1. Accept it. You know, take a picture of it. Dream on it. They're going to beat y'all ass on Monday night. Saquon Barkley is going to have a coming out party on y'all. First of all, y'all can't score. The Giants' defense is a lot better than what you think they are. Yeah. And Cooper Rush put up 17 points in the first half and disappeared in the whole second half. CeeDee drops is nowhere to be found. Noah Brown's your best wide receiver on that team. Y'all have no running game. 27 rushes for 100 yards. That's pathetic. Yeah. Give me the Giants for my third upset, my fourth upset, my fifth upset of the week. Giants all day.
Can I ask you a question real quick, Jason?
No!
I am a big fan of your work, sir, and I just have one question.
You're a troll, sir.
I think you are a better broadcaster than Tony is. I'm joking, Tony. But look, I have a question.
I'm not blowing thinking how
you
gotta die, sir.
Can I ask a question? What? You say we suck. Yeah, you're right. We probably do suck. Let me ask you a question.
I didn't say y'all suck at all. I didn't say that.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time Jalen Hurts beat the Cowboys?
But it's not about Jalen Hurts. It's about Daniel Jones versus Cooper Rush.
When's the last time Daniel Jones beat the Cowboys?
Hey, this year. No, you told me don't focus on the past, right? Didn't you tell me don't focus on the past? Why are you focusing on the past? We are about 72 hours away from y'all getting an L, so let's focus on that.
Okay, well, let's talk about the present. As Jalen Hurts has not beat the Dallas Cowboys. As it sits right now, Daniel Jones has not beat the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. That's
enough. Who got the better record, though?
All right.
Who got the better
record? Okay, you two. Relax.
You two, relax.
Relax. Okay. Okay. Tony, go ahead, man. Tony, go ahead.
Oh, man. Cooper Rush.
Uh-oh. God dang,
Cooper Rush.
Oh, boy.
Here
we go.
I got Cooper Rush winning not a damn thing. Oh! Minnesota last year. He beat Cincinnati. Guess what? Cincinnati stinks right now. They absolutely stink. And you know what? They beat Baker Mayfield and Ryan Tannehill. Who gets okay? The Titans were one seat last year. What the fuck? And guess what? Baker Mayfield was on a team that had all this time last year in Cleveland, and he and Carolina were this bum ass piece of crap team. That's fine. Carolina stinks, and so does Tennessee. We know they both stink. But guess what? The Dallas Cowboys also stink. They also stink too. Okay?
Yes, Lord. Priest, Pastor, Priest.
I'm not taking this shit from a team who couldn't even beat the fucking Lions.
It would not be because of Saquon Barkley. It's going to be because Kayvon Thibodeau making his debut.
Oh, yeah, Kim Thibodeau is making his debut.
And if he's on the line, he's going to get all of your damn quarterback, and he's going to stop Zeke. Have fun. Y'all are going to score 10 fucking points Monday night. Have fucking fun.
Yep.
Giants win 13-10.
Okay.
Yo, I'm falling asleep during that game. 13-10?
Okay. So I had to choose between two stepsisters and whatnot. So I'm just going to keep this brief. Short and simple and brief.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I know we've talked about Saquon Barkley. We talked about Thibodeau. We talked about Daniel Jones. We talked about Cooper Rush. We talked about Michael Gallup. We talked about consistently drop CeeDee Lamb. We talked about... Noah Brown. The one person we have not talked about yet is the best player on the fucking field, which is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is the best player on the field. I'm picking the Cowboys. They got the best player on the field. Like, come on, man.
Where's Daniel Jones going to scramble to? Please, somebody, please remind
me. The thing is this. If the Cowboys did not have Micah Parsons, this team will not go anywhere. But they have the best player on the field. Micah Parsons is the best player on the field. God bless Saquon Barkley. Micah Parsons is the best player on the field. He's going to get 3 sacks this game. I'm picking the Cowboys, man. Until I see somebody consistently block Micah Parsons, I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
Not the count to that is Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush should have 5 interceptions last game. Literally drops by the Bengals because the defender was right there. Oops, my bad. I don't want it. Hey, we are Jerry World right now. We are so focused on ourselves. Watching a big screen TV up there. I'm telling you right now, he should have had at least 3 interceptions last week. He is. You know what? Just like you said, the best player on the field is Michael Parsons. But the weakness of the Cowboys, to me, is Cooper Rush.
Yeah, we know Cooper Rush is the weak link on the team right now.
Who got the ball every single time?
I know, but the thing is this. The Cowboys' defense is going to keep this team afloat regardless of who's the damn quarterback. So,
if Mike is the best player on the field, I completely agree with that. But I think right now, it is presently constituted. The Giants are playing better football.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The Giants are playing
football. Not the pass, David. Listen. Not the pass. Right now.
Listen. Yeah. I know the Giants are playing their best football right now. But you know damn well Daniel Jones is due for one fuck up a game. So
he hasn't been good this year already.
Yeah, that, and he's due for one fuck up a game. And this is the game he's gonna fuck up.
He's been fucking up all year though.
Yeah, I know, but he hasn't cost them a game yet. This is the game where he's going to cost them the game. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win this game, all right? So let's recap. My upsets are as follows. Is the Jags and the Commanders. I think you had the Texans. Well, that's not an upset.
Yes, the Texans won, and the Giants, I think.
No, you didn't have the Giants. You didn't have the Giants. No. That's not an upset. You had the Cardinals. You had